All right, we get into the Word of the Lord. Pray for us, please.
Bless you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Touch you, Lord.
I want to read some very, very familiar scripture. If my eyes will let me, my eyes will kind of doing tricks on me. But in the 7th chapter of Matthew, and we'll start at the 13th verse. Everybody there?
Amen.
It says this. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inward they are raving wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs, or thistles? Even so, every good tree bring forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bring forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I confess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Now, I see last Sunday, I saw a way that the Lord is trying to tell us, and they reached the ending of their way. The Bible said the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man that had servants, and he came to his servants and delivered them his goods. As Jesus delivered unto you and me whenever I confessed him in repentance, and he called me out of darkness. He delivered unto me the plan of salvation. And it's how I walk. It's how I talk. And the things that I do in this body is how that I will meet Jesus. Face to face. The Bible said, the straight way I will lead to life everlasting. But a few that will find it. Brother, I don't know about you, but I want to be one of the few that find eternal life. Today, how that he said, that he delivered one man some of his goods. I didn't tell him what to do with with it. He bet he went out and done good. In a long time, the master of that servant, I come again, and he received good things. I don't know. Maybe I look back across my life, and maybe I saw just a few good things that the Lord will find whenever he comes and calls for me. Listen, it will depend how I walk with God. Listen, walking with John, the Bible said, I couldn't do a good deed and live in a life of sin. Listen, he will not find me with good fruit. If I put his salvation, if I've dug in the earth and hid his goods and done nothing with it, he won't find nothing to help me to get in to the kingdom of heaven. He said many will come to me in that day and said, Lord, have we not done a great wonderful work? That's in the eyes of man. But the real test comes from the heart. Brother, I want him to say, I enter in to the joys of the Lord. I've been faithful over a few things. He will make me rulers over many things. The Bible said, either beware of false prophets. Listen, they will come to you in sheep's clothing. I've entered. They are raven wolves. Listen, we find people that confesses salvation, and only them know my life. Listen, and how I stand with God. I know today whether I'm living upright and doing the things that God wants me to do. I can fool a lot of people, but I can't fool God. And if you want to find out just where you stand with God, I go to the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 8. Read it to get my heart. I might ask you about it in a Sunday or two. I might ask you what that says. Did you find your place in the 8th verse of the book of 21 of Revelation? Brother, listen, we're either saved or we're lost.
That's right. No in between, brother.
We ain't going to fool nobody.
That's right.
He said it. They will come to you in sheep's clothing. Mm-hmm. But inward they are raving wolves. I work for the devil. Listen, there's a payday coming one day after a while. The book of Hebrews says, if we believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them which diligently seek him. Brother, that is day after day yielding their fruits. Listen, of love, joy, and peace. We don't have no joy in living for the devil. The Bible said that there's pleasure in the sin just for a season. But one day we're going to meet face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ. So he said, enter in at the straight gate, for broad is the way. You've got the whole world to lean on, to go to the bed of hell today. The broad road will take you to where you don't want to go. Listen, and then there's no way out. Let's go. Whenever it's all said and done, let's see what the book's saying. It said, For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things I've done in his body, according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad. One day, whenever we leave this walk of life, I will come before the judgment bars of Christ and will give an account. How that we lived here according to what we have done in our bodies. If we live here, we make the decision to go to church, to do right. We don't want to go to church in sheep clothing. I get all dressed up in the Sunday best, but inside I corrupt and evil. And that with the devil. The Bible said I will receive the things that we have done, whether it be good whether it be bad. You're not fooling nobody but yourself. I don't have to answer for you unless I fail to tell you about the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the judgment bars of God. If I fail, then your blood will be required at my hand. And I certainly I don't want to come up short.
Bless you, Lord.
We must all. He said, for we must all appear. How will we face Jesus? How you going to see him? One day the Bible said, I will see him face to face. Whether you like it or not, you don't have enough money to buy your way out. Through the doorway of death, whenever we're called to judgment, I've been given account of the things that we've done. We have control of our own self today. We have a choice whether we do good or whether we do bad. The Bible said that the man would know ye by your fruit. Ye shall know them by their fruit. So,
bless the Lord.
Go to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. And it will probably tell you. And if you can't find yourself there, you're a good fella. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to go there and read it. But in a Sunday or two, I may ask you about this verse. One little verse. Listen. But these folks, I get there. Jesus, he delivered unto them his goods. One man, he gave 5 talents. That was a whole lot. I don't know. One man, 2 talents. One man, 1 talent. I'll be happy just with 1 little talent. I won't get jealous or I won't feel left out. It will be all I can do to handle just 1 little talent that the Lord give me. You don't expect no more than he give me. But I want to do the best I can with what I've got.
Amen.
Don't tell me, preacher, I ain't got no talent.
Now,
listen, you got a mouth, ain't you?
That's right.
You can speak, ain't you? He said, be ready at all times to give an answer of the things in your life of hope that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you give a man an answer of the hope that he has in you, it may be good fruit, and it may save somebody that's standing by. Listen, I may not even be in the conversation.
Bless the Lord.
But they can hear the answer that you would have of the hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. But if we shut it up, if we shut up the bowels of mercy in this life, well, He will shut us off when He comes. If we are neglect the great plan of salvation, how shall we escape? There is no escape, because we'll give an account when we come to the judgment seat of Christ. And guess what? In Peter it said, the judgment must begin at the house of God. So if it begin at the house of God, what shall the end be for them that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? If we fail Him here at the house of God, death is around the corner. Where shall we stand after the doorway of death? Enter ye in.
Blessed Lord.
It's a straight gate.
That's right.
You can't walk both of them. You'll either be walking in the straight and narrow way, or you'll be just in the whole world, walking anywhere you can and want to, doing whatever you want to. And it's your business. That's what you want to do. But judgment is coming. Death is coming. One day we're going to see Jesus face to face.
Amen.
As He is.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Lord, I went night after night, I preached Your word. I went night after night, I sung Your song. I testified when I wanted to. And You'll say, depart from me. I never knew You. Because outward, You was a pretty good looking sheep. But inward, You was filled of the devil. I'd be sad, wouldn't it?
Amen.
I'd be sad. Make sure. How can I make sure, preacher? Just pray and do the best you can to be honest.
Bless the Lord.
And that will take you all the way home. If you endure it, be faithful to the church. How can I be faithful to Him? You be faithful to the church. You're faithful to the Lord.
That's right.
Oh, preacher, but there's a lot of things about me you don't know. Boy, that's right. But let me point you to one. Jesus knows every part of your body and the imagination of the thought of man.
Yep, that's right.
Pretty plain, but it's true. If you want to really be happy, serve Jesus.
Sure.
You can be in conversation with the riffraff of the world. You can tell them about Jesus and be happy. We're here. We can't help that. Preacher, how would my fruits look evil? Forsake the Lord. Talk about every old junk there in the world. Don't ever bring up the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And your fruits will be evil. We don't want that. Listen, I got loved ones on the other side I want to meet one day.
Right.
And whatever it takes, I ain't done nothing. Since I've been saved, I ain't done nothing to brag about. It's just what the Lord expected of me. Night after night after night in revivals, preaching. Work hard all day. Come home and drive half the night. That ain't nothing to brag about. That ain't nothing to compare what He has for me when I reach the other side. Forsake the ways of the world. Hang on to Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, it'd be easy to turn your deaf ear to the precious Word of God.
Amen.
I had a woman to tell me one time that she said, I can just turn you off anytime I want to. That's true. You turn me off anytime you want to. But guess what? When you turn me off, you shut out God. Plain and simple. And at that day, what would you give for another change at life? If a man should gain the whole world and lose his own soul, what would he gain? What would he give for exchange of his soul? We don't have nothing to give at the end of the way. We don't have nothing to give. We don't even have repentance to give at the end of the way. We better make sure that this journey is led and motivated by the Spirit of God. You have a few scattering words this morning, but this passage of Scripture, there was two ways. And there's an end coming to both of them.
Yeah.
In judgment. Some of these days, we're going to reach the ending of our way. And looking back on the things that we've done in our life is going to determine where the Lord says, enter into the joys of the Lord. Enter into the joys of the Lord. Inherit all things. If a righteous man dies a righteous death, Lord help me to die the death of a righteous man. It'll depend on what I've done in this life. So, you have the few scattered words. I'd like for Melissa to come to the piano. I'd like for us to stand. I don't know your life. You run off the bathroom outside and smoke. Do whatever you want to do. Kiddle with something. Attract the attention. But you see, God knows the heart. Where it's out in the road, outside smoking, God knows the heart.
Yeah.
You believe I preach you the word?
Amen.
We're traveling an E route way.
Amen.
Man, I tell you what. We may get to heaven, but we may get to heaven on our knees. Praying, seeking. If you don't need prayer for yourself, as others need your prayers. Or you've got some loved ones somewhere, maybe lost, they need your prayers. Would you sit idly by and see them go down the Roman road of sin? Or your judgment bars of God? Preacher, I went to the altar last Sunday. It'd be good if we're going to the altar every Sunday, every day. Praise the Lamb of God.